Listening to the Inside Out LGBTQ Radio Collective here on WPFW 89.3 FM. My name is Samantha G, and I'm your host for this evening. I am sending 1,000 greetings to you out there in the universe, and I'm so thrilled to be here and there and really everywhere with you in the ether. Now, listen, I'll tell you more about me later, but right now, let me tell you about this awesome network that you're tuned into, okay? Inside Out Radio is a collective that illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that's the LGBTQIA plus experience. This groundbreaking show has aired since 2008, and it's DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial. It's one of only a handful of shows like it in the country. We take you inside this community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an LGBTQIA plus inclusive lens. And we are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming here on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs each and every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on 89.3 FM and on WPFWFM.org. And tonight is no different. And once again, I am Samantha G. I'm your host today. And every fifth Monday, I'm a writer, a vocalist, a voice actor, an entertainer, a world builder of sorts, and a storyteller. You can connect with me on all social media platforms at She Be Samantha G. That's SHEBESAMANTHHE. And this is your end of year review. I know. I thought that was just for work. No, that's for here. You didn't get out of it. This is your end of year review. This is our last Inside Out segment of the year. And we would be remiss if we did not conduct a year in review or even a time study, if you will. Now, I don't know what kind of business you own. I don't know what kind of work you contract your time out for. I don't know what organizations support and employ you, but I do know that if you are supporting yourself through W-2 or 1099 work, you may have had a conversation recently with yourself, your colleagues, your employees, or with your boss about the quality of this year's work. Or maybe you talked about the quality of this year's work as it compares to last year's work. And maybe there was even talk about how you could do more and how you could perform better. Now, on a more recreational note, I'm sure some of you have seen your peers posting their Spotify Wrapped pages. You know, since we all know way too much about one another on social media now, we all know who still streamed convicted abusers this year. We all know who still streamed supporters of genocide in 2025, but don't worry, I am not here to judge your music tastes, and I'm certainly not qualified to judge your performance at work this year. I don't even want to talk about how you can be better, because you probably already know that. What I do want is for us to resist the urge to look forward or backward at time, but look inward and assess, how are we decorating our time and our space? And I think we owe it to ourselves. We've allowed everyone else to assess us. We've even allowed applications and algorithms to critique our tastes in viewing and listening, right? You know, I'm interested in what you have to say about you at year's end, okay? And what do you have to say about this year even at year's end? If you want to let me know, give us a call here at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. If you want to share your end in review with me, I want to hear it. Now, stick around if you want to hear mine. I've got some opinions about myself, I'll be honest, but you know, I'll leave that for later. But there is a song that I want to play to really set the tone, and that is Time Is On Your Side by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Is On Your Side by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, time is in fact on your side. I know it doesn't feel that way. I can get into all the reasons, but I don't feel like we're racing against time, or that time is racing against us, or there's just this vast, endless road stretched out behind and in front of us. I really do think that we put a lot of restrictions on the concept of time, especially considering that time isn't all that real. It's pretty made up anyway. And look, I won't get into all of the deep stuff. Just listen to the words of the song and say, time is on my side. All right. It is not working against us. You are listening to Inside Out Radio, and Inside Out airs each and every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and on WPFWFM.org. Now, WPFW is extremely grateful to all of our listeners for their generous donations. And if you'd like to support WPFW, you can go to the website and become a donor. Your generosity is what keeps us on the air, and it's what's keeping me, Samantha G, your host tonight, live and on the airwaves every fifth Monday. And this fifth Monday, we are giving ourselves end year reviews. I'm going to share mine, but if you want to share yours with me, and if you want to share it with the world, give us a call at 202-588-0893. Now, this year, I really think it's easy to talk about the year in terms of what went well and what went poorly. But if I were to talk about everything that I've done for the last 360 plus Gregorian calendar days, while still resisting the notion that time is real at all, and resisting the notion that there was anything to complete or accomplish, it would be harder, right? Like it's really hard to talk about goals that are more abstract. And it's really hard to talk about ourselves in terms of things that are not goal oriented, right? Did you lose the weight? Did you gain the weight? Did you, pass the exam? Did you get the credential? Did you get the raise? Did you land the new job? Very open-ended, yes or no, win or lose, X or O, plus or minus kind of questions. So what would we say about 2025 in review if we had to talk about it in terms of the quality of our rest, the amount of anxiety we experienced or avoided, and how were our encounters with strangers, with animals, with ourselves? How did we experience touch and pleasure, and with whom? And in whose arms did we feel the safest? I think those are the questions that are more worth answering. Yes, I still want to know if you got the job, right? Like we need that. I want to know if you passed the exam. I want to know if you passed the bar. Great. But how do you feel about it? And, how far are you away from that feeling you've been chasing, that aesthetic that has been driving you crazy, that feels so far out of reach? And when I start thinking about it that way, I don't know if an hour is really enough for that kind of assessment, but I really can say this. If we're going to take anything from our jobs and apply it to this conversation, let's say we have three ratings for the year, right? This year either exceeded our expectations, it met our expectations, or this year is failing to meet our expectations. And even then, I would challenge us further to ask, where did those expectations even come from? Where did we get the idea that our year was supposed to go a certain way to begin with? I want to be able to answer all those questions. And because I don't think I can, there's another song that I'm going to have to play to get my thoughts together. And the song that I want to play is The Year 2525 by Zagarin Evans. It came out maybe in the late 60s. I want to say like 68, 69. Don't quote me on that. Use Google and figure it out. And if you need confirmation that time really isn't real, you can listen to songs like 2525 by Zagarin Evans, or you can read works by Octavia Butler and really listen to how art is so far apart from the timeline while resting keenly on it. How people can be so far ahead of their time, but right on time. So this is 2525 by Zagarin Evans. And if you're listening out there and you want to talk about it, you can give us a call at 202-588-0893.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you.
2525 by Zager and Evans. Wow. It is so bizarre when you think about the fact that that song came out. I Googled it and it said 1969. Okay. I was doing right. Okay. Late 60s. Go me. Hire me for your Jeopardy team. But yeah, 1969 is when this song came out. And it may not be quite 2525 yet. We're 500 years off, but I think Zager and Evans and others thought more highly of human beings than they knew, right? They had the right idea about the type of trajectory that we were on. But I think that artists who existed maybe at different intersections than Zager and Evans did predicted more accurately just how quickly we would devolve into a herd of thoughtless consumers, at least in the United States. So Zager and Evans, they overshot it by a few hundred years, but we certainly got there. And if you Google the lyrics, I'm sure you'll see, you know, some themes that are a bit familiar for us today. So if I absolutely had to give this year itself a rating, and I say give the year itself a rating, not even me, I would say that this year is 100% meeting my expectations. And it's because my expectations for 2025 were fairly low. Okay. I know that's a loaded statement. Now I can ask myself, did I have the year that I manifested with my own expectations? Did I unintentionally put a ceiling on this year's pleasure and performance? I don't actually believe any of that's true, but it is worth saying out loud in case any of you out there listening, you know, hadn't considered that this year's rating is for the year and not for yourself, right? We always talk about how people treat themselves or treat their time, how they treat their money, but how did time treat you this year? And time was brutal on me this year. Okay. Time was a bully, just like I expected. Now, I'm not going to get all doom and gloom on you. I just want to be honest. I think if I'm honest, it'll encourage you all to be honest with me if and when you call in. But yeah, I expected time to be rough on me this year, and time was definitely a worthy opponent. I say opponent and not foe, because remember, what did we say earlier? Time is on our side. I truly believe that. All right. And I like to think that I was pretty good to time. You know, if I think of time as a partner in this endeavor that I'm on and not working against me. I want time to be good to me. I have to be good to my time. I was very good to my time this year, I think. Okay. Time can do its review of me on another show. Now, how did I decorate my time and my space? I made music. I made love to my wife. I made friends. I made good food. And, you know, I want you to think about how you decorated your time and space this year. Did you, you know, rearrange the furniture in the living room? Did you get rid of, you know, some things that were cluttering your space and not making your space feel as welcoming for your highest good, your highest thoughts, your highest being? I think about the hours that I spent with colleagues and coworkers at work, like the 40 hours a week that I spent with strangers. How much time did I spend with the people that I love, the ones that make me feel feelings? You know, sometimes at the end of the year, I find myself wanting to rewind some of the best times that I had with my wife and be more present in them the second go round. You know, just think about that most enjoyable day and say, wow, like, could I enjoy that day even more if I went backward to it? And if there's someone that you need to call before this year is over, and if there's some moment that you need to revisit, this song is for you. This is a song by my good friend Yaya Bey. It's called Spin Cycle, and I want you to hear it. Thank you. Now, that was Spin Cycle by Yaya Bae. Now, I don't want you all to think that I am sitting here on this good Monday at the end of the year of someone's Lord 2025 AD, and I'm telling you to go spin the block on your ex. Don't you do it. Don't you do it unless you have good reason. All right. The concept of spinning the block to an ex was always so crazy to me, but I will not discount the fact that people do evolve. They can change. All right. I do not discount the notion that there are different versions of ourselves existing on forgotten timelines somewhere out there. You know, like 2009 me has never met 2025 me. And I guess the same could be true about like my exes from that timeline. So technically we haven't met one another. Now, please, once again, do not turn off the radio and say Samantha G said to call my ex. In fact, quite the contrary. I think it would be more helpful to spin the block on your old self and revisit that old journal if you have it. Go listen to your favorite album from childhood. Now, more disappointingly, you could also go eat your favorite snack from childhood, although I would not recommend it if your snack was like one of those mass-produced things, because it's highly likely that they don't make it the same, and I don't want to, you know, kill the dream. But go revisit some of those old versions of yourself in ways that are helpful, right? Revisit some of those songs that really used to make you feel good. I think about my TLC fan mail album. I think that was probably the first CD that I purchased for myself with my own money. And I am 37 good years old. And I'm telling you right now, when I play the fan mail album from beginning to end, it still hits like it did when I was a preteen. Okay. There are always ways to look forward and backward without being beholden to the concept of time. If you are looking inward, that sounded really wholesome. I heard myself sounding like a cult leader. I felt that cult leader aesthetic welling up in me that it sometimes tends to do. I'm so sorry. But yes, self-love affirmations. And if you are one of those people who puts sticky notes on your mirror and writes love letters to yourself, if you are a words of affirmations person, this next song, I by Kendrick Lamar, is for you.
A whole lot, trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many wanna down me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky
signs. I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they play one, I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
big guns and dicky signs. I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4-4 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
I love myself. the ghetto, big guns and picky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up, life is more than suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time.
That was I by Kendrick Lamar, lowercase I. I love that the title has a lowercase I, but you know, this is a year in review for ourselves. I give you permission to capitalize the I when you are talking about yourself today. You can save the humility for someone else. I'm Samantha G, and you are listening to Inside Out Radio. We air each and every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and on WPFWFM.org. You can find me on all social media platforms at SheBeSamanthaG. That's SheBeSamanthaG. And if you want to connect with WPFW, please, this is a listener supported radio station, and we are on air because of listeners like you. If you want to partner with WPFW and support us, please go to WPFWFM.org and look for ways that you can donate. As we work on our end of year reviews, I know that this is deeply personal, right? I know that this is such an intimate experience. So of course we have to do it live with strangers and in public. No? Okay, just go with it. Just vibe with me, all right? We spend half the day, half the week even, criticizing ourselves. We should be used to it, right? No? Oh, okay, it's just me, right? We have pass and fail with classes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G with your grades. We have numbers that we've got to reach. You know, your doctor may have said it's time to lower your A1C, reduce your low density lipoproteins and raise your high density ones, right? Work on that cholesterol. We may be trying to gain or lose weight. We may be trying to increase our physical prowess in the gym. I know a few of you are out there working on PRs, lifting very heavily. Let's make the criticism count. Let's start criticizing. No. I'm not going to encourage you to criticize yourself. In fact, I did mention earlier, this is not necessarily a rating of your performance. This is simply an assessment of whether or not 2025 met your expectations. And we can really break down the year in a few categories, and feel free to add your own, but there's friendship, there's work, there's community, there's faith. So, maybe I should start from the top. Friendship. Friendship has been such a complex portion of the year for me, but I'm really grateful for the efforts that both I and the people in my circle have made around the concept of friendship. I do think that it is difficult for adults, especially adults that are older than 30. And I know some of you are listening like, hey, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70. You all are barely adults. Hey, I'm just speaking from my vantage point, okay? But I know that adults have trouble making new friends in their 30s. And then some of us have trouble maintaining the friendships that we've had since childhood or since our early or late teens in our 30s. And why is that? Well, capitalism, right? We all have to work in this not so polychronic country where, you know, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday is the standard. And if it's not 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, there's at least 40 hours of our time dedicated to some other company's pursuits. And if we aren't a, you know, full-time something, right? Perhaps we are working on the gig economy, and we are trying to contract out. We are trying to contract out our expertise. Perhaps we are pursuing artistic pursuits that take us out on the road, and we're not in the same city, state, or country as our friends are. And we are trying to pour into our children. We are trying to pour into our relationships. We're trying to pour into our health. We are mourning. Some of us are losing loved ones, losing our parents, right? So there are so many complexities that impact our access to friendship in our life after 30, that if you interview 10 or 15 millennials right now, I'm sure at least half of them will tell you that they've had less time for friendship than they had 10 years ago, for whatever reason. And capitalism will typically be, you know, right there at the core of it. And then, you know, some of us are dealing with our quiet bouts of depression. Some of us are struggling with silent physical health struggles that we don't talk about, right? Those of us who are approaching perimenopause and things of that nature that we may not want to discuss, right? So many barriers to friendship. And so in all that, I have come to a different stage of friendship with the people that I am in friendly community with. I have friends that I made when I was 5 years old. Well, I'll say I have one friend that I made when I was five years old. I have friends that I made when I was college age or undergrad aged. And I have friends that I have met just recently. And the intentionality behind maintaining those friendships is so, it's just so unique, right? I think about the conversations that I have with the friend that I made when I was five, and it's almost like she and I speak without speaking, right? She tells me things and she gives me half the story and I fill it in. And it's because I've been speaking her language since I had a handle on the English language, right? I've been speaking her language since we were children. But then there are these newly budding friendships that I have with people I've only just met in 2025. And I make sure that I'm intentional about saying, hey, this is why I was not able to respond to this message in a certain amount of time, because there are no assumptions that really can be made about what I was doing with my time in between. And some of you may think that that's excessive, right? Because I don't really need that much when it comes to delayed texting and things like that. But I know that some of the friends that I'm making, if you don't respond in a certain time, it might indicate something negative, right? And I think about how willing I have been to offer that accessibility feature to these new people in my life, not because it's something that I feel like I have to do, but I feel like the effort is worth the benefits that friendship has brought into my life. And so if I had to rate, give the year a rating in terms of friendship, I would 100% say that the year in terms of friendship is exceeding my expectations. And I'm serious, exceeding my expectations by far. I am, you know, I'm not a grumpy gills. And I'm not really a hashtag no new friends. Do the kids say that? Is that still a thing? Is that still a thing? Anyway, I'm not one of those no new friends people, right? But I am fairly set in the life that I have. And so it was so surprising to me to be able to make friends with people this year in unexpected ways, really. People that I had no idea would come into my life, and friendships that I'm very sure will go the distance, right? So I met people when I was five, I met people when I was 19, and they're still here. And I'm very sure, I'm very certain that for at least a few of these people, when I am 50, I'll be able to say, wow, I met this person when I was 36, 37, and here we are still in this new iteration of ourselves. So friendship, we're going to give that an exceeding expectations. Go me, A+, gold star. All right. So friendship, faith. Oh, I never considered myself to be a religious person. And faithful is even a stretch, right? I think I'm someone who's very in tune with the universe. And I don't mean that in a heady, hippy tippy kind of way. I mean, I am keenly aware of where I sit on this rock and how small I am on this very small rock in this one universe of many. And because of that, it does not necessarily draw me to one type of faith, right? But in terms of faith, I think the concept of faith itself, if I have to give it a year in review, I think faith also exceeded my expectations for the year, and really didn't start exceeding my expectations until around October or so. So, you know, we had a pretty interesting run there from January through October, where for most of the year and most of my life, really, I don't consider myself a very quote unquote lucky person, right? I know that the great majority of the good that I experience in this world is not because the universe has selected me. In fact, the great majority of the good I experience in this world is just because I have done the things that I needed to do to stay out of bad things. And bad things still happen, right? So I don't necessarily feel lucky. I don't feel lucky most of the time. But then there have been reminders this year, just almost at the third quarter, the buzzer beaters, of how powerful I truly am. And, you know, you may not know me, so, you know, you've got to take my word for it. I'm pretty darn powerful. And I think about the things that I put my energy toward and put my energy to. And if I really want to take inventory of what that looks like just for 2025, I really have some justification that faith or some higher power may or may not be on my side. I have some indication that I may in fact be one of those higher powers. I don't know. You don't have to take my word for it. Once again, I told you I'm not leaning into that cult leader type of thing. Okay. So just, you know, chew the meat, spit out the bones. So once again, friendship exceeding expectations, faith exceeding expectations. Another category. Community. Ooh. What would I rate community for this year? I don't know. Community. I think community and friendship obviously are separate, but they do intersect. I belong to some communities, right? I belong to more than just one community. I always say that my body is a community of cells, right? I start there in my own body. I feel like, you know, my organs are operating well together. I feel like I'm taking good care of that community. And then outside of my body, my home is always a community of Black people. So there's me and my Black wife. We are at home in this community. I think I've done my best to participate in that community with good faith and good intention. You can ask her how she feels about that. And then outside of our home, there is each of our friend groups and our extended family. I think we are showing up well in that community. And I do believe that community is showing up well for us. If I had to give myself any areas of opportunity, I think my area of opportunity is allowing community to show up for me. Now, you can relate or not relate. I will not point fingers. I will, you know, put my hands to my chest and talk about myself. I am not the best at allowing community to show up for me. I think about some of the things that I want, some of my heart's strongest desires, some things that I would never say out loud on the radio. But I think about how much access I have to people that really could assist me with that thing. People who would probably be chomping at the bit to actually do something kind for me, people who want to see me do well. And I think it's just nuts how intent I am on being hyper independent and just carrying that on to my dying days. Although I don't intend to die ever. I plan to live forever. Once again, cult leader. Anyway, I do not do well at allowing community to show up for me. So Although community is in fact meeting my expectations, I do believe that there is an opportunity for community to exceed my expectations in the new year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I am setting some goals for the new year unintentionally on this show in public. So if you see me, hold me accountable. And for those of you who don't know me, if you see me, you won't even know. So one thing's for certain, I am never going to be my toughest critic. In fact, I will always be the softest, most gentle space for myself. That is also the goal. I want to live and love and experience the universe's highest good. That's what I want for next year. But instead of focusing on what I want for next year, I want it now. I'm going to start right now. I want it second by second. There really is no proverbial next time, right? Like next time is right now. What's going to happen in these next few seconds? And so under the notion that there really is no next year, there's just time coming after time, time and time and time and time after time. I want to listen to a song as we leave called Next Time by Boom Scat.
What happens when you fall? Almost give up, gotta crawl. Feels like too much, pick back up again. Back up again, back up again. Can't get scared to try. I get scared to fly. But the turbulence is better than getting left behind. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. It's gonna hurt, I know. It always hurts to grow. There are lessons in the pain. Only the strong go insane. Can't get scared to try. You'll get scared to fly. But the turbulence is better than getting left behind. Don't get left behind. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me.
When I get there, I will always smile.
When I find it, it's for me.
When I get there,
when I find
I'm always
me. But I know
when I get there, I will always
smile.
For me, it's for me,
That was Next Time by Boomscat. I am Samantha G, and you are listening to Inside Out LGBTQ Radio Collective here on WPFW 89.3 FM. Once again, I am so thrilled, as always, to be here and there with you out there in the ether. You know, Inside Out is a collective that illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. And this groundbreaking show has aired since 2008. It is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial. And there's only a handful of shows like this in the country. We are so proud to be part of the legacy of the cutting edge public affairs programming here on WPFW, the home of Jazz and Justice Radio. And we'll be here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. And you can reach me, okay, at SheBeSamanthaG on all social media programs. Please give if you can the WPFW. It keeps things like this on the air. These conversations are so important, and we do want to continue to have them with you. Thank you to our engineer, Kalia, for holding us down. Thank you to all the staff at WPFW, and I will see you again on the fifth Monday.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Folks get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly five decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jam and Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
Greetings and happy holidays. The new year on WPFW will be celebrated in sonic bliss as some of your favorite programmers present the 2026 edition of New Year, New Jazz, our annual survey of the Jazz Year in Review 2025 on Thursday, January 1st, from 5 a.m. until midnight. This day will present a delightful and potent mix of favorite 2025 jazz record releases, honoring jazz ancestors who passed in 2025, and music representative of our favorite 2025 DMV live jazz performances. That's Thursday, January 1st, 2026, New Year, New Jazz on WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Don't sleep.
Thank you doesn't seem to be adequate. Your support is critical. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. We appreciate you partnering with WPFW and helping to make our end-of-year drive a success. If you would still like to support WPFW, make us stronger, it is never too late. Go to our website at wpfwfm.org. Thank you for considering WPFW in this season of giving. Wishing you and yours joy, love, and peace.
Fellow members and supporters of WPFW, as you contemplate your year in giving, if you are required to take a minimum distribution from your IRA, please join many of our donors and make a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to WPFW. A QCD can satisfy all or part of your RMD from your IRA, and you can exclude that amount from your taxable income. To learn more about these and other tax-wise giving methods, please visit our website or send us an email at plangiving@wpfw.org. And as always, thank you so much for your continued support.
This is a special invitation, a call for entries to We the 92%, an anthology of Black women's documenting this time. Your essays, poetry, prayers of resistance, open letters, and more, preserving our voices, our truths, and our testimony in a time when our history is being rewritten, challenged, and erased, are being accepted. Submission deadline is midnight, December 20th. Details at wethe92.com.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
Being accepted.